There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
2019, back in business.
How to offer value in the year ahead.
We're going to hear from Hannah Brooks, who's the co-founder of an interior fit-out company in Dubai called Cherwell Interiors. They set up about 5 years ago, used to work as hedge fund managers, but decided to do something a little bit more tangible. Malcolm, before he went away on holiday, sat down with Hannah Brooks to find out how long they have been going.
5 years ago, so we were established in January of 2014, imagining that we'd be quite a small joinery company. And quite quickly we saw opportunities and have expanded far beyond what we anticipated back then.
Well, I mean, you are an interior fit-out and refurbishment company. And even 5 years ago, the market for property was beginning to flatten out at least. How did you find those opportunities?
I think what we were trying to do was bring us... We had three philosophies when we started to do things on time and on budget and to a good quality. I think the opportunity we saw was that there wasn't confidence in companies that were performing fit-out services, particularly because people felt that the quality wasn't going to be as expected, the time would be delayed, or the costs would spiral. So we set up with those principles and people were really comforted and confident in that. So we certainly found enough business.
Who was listening to you talking about quality? Because obviously if somebody you've never heard of comes up and says, well, we've got quality, you're going to say, well, actually, I'd rather go with a name I know, somebody with a track record. How did you convince companies, particularly bigger companies, to take any note of you?
Well, we had to start small. So at the beginning, we took on almost any job that came our way.
Was it like private villas?
Very much. So we worked on sort of small projects, and we still have a small projects division within our company. So people can still come to us and commission a sofa, a table, a set of chairs. But we have now, by building that reputation, by learning from our experiences and developing our skills and experience and our team and the skills that they had, have now moved on to working much more with interior design firms that come to us and ask us to take care of the full fit-up.
When you're saying people could come to you and ask for a design of a set of chairs or a sofa or a table or something, do you actually design the individual bits of furniture? I mean, what do you mean by that?
We do, and we can. We have six designers in-house. We also have specialist designers that take care of the civils drawings, the applications and permissions. We have engineers, but we have creative designers and interior designers in-house for those type of projects. Very often a lot of our clients now tend to be interior design firms who would come to us with a set of drawings and we would produce the production drawings for that.
Talk to me about what actually convinced you and Tom that you were good enough to, if you like, set up your own business. What are your backgrounds?
Interesting. My husband was in finance. Tom was in finance for a long time. My background is theatrical production. So I'm kind of used to making things work to schedule and on budgets. But my parents have run very successful building companies in the UK. So I was brought up around building sites. When our expansion plans became much larger, after we'd been operating for about a year, my parents did come on board in our business. They've helped finance it. So we now have our own purpose-built factory. It's 120,000 square feet. It's huge.
This is in Dubai?
This is in Dubai. We're out by the new airport. But they also gave us a lot of their experience and expertise. So my dad is our chairman, and he comes and gives us a lot of his experience and confidence.
So you said they came on board a year after you'd founded the company. What did you do in the first year for startup? How did you get your money together?
It was from our savings, really. So Tom had worked in finance. He was asked to move back. It was 2013. He was asked to move back to London with his company. And we had...
He did what so many expatriates do, decided not to.
Exactly. We had two children already. We wanted to have a third, and we love the lifestyle here. And we thought had always wanted to work for ourselves, crazy as that is. And a month after we founded Cherwell, I found out I was pregnant with our third child. So our first year of business was interesting.
The cash flow, most companies say it's the cash flow that's the issue. I mean, how did you solve that one?
I'm not sure we have solved that one
exactly.
It is the thing that causes us the most stress every month, I would say, making payroll, making sure we're up to things. There are certain expenses. Obviously, putting to one side the investment in our building and our machinery. You know, there's huge investments in our recruitment. We now have over 180 staff. And for all of those members of staff, until recently, for the onshore visas, we had to lodge deposits. And that really can interfere with cash flow. We really welcomed the LLCs. Now we no longer have to pay deposits. We also have a free zone, a JAFSA license for at our factory for our manufacturing. But for those staff, still we do have deposits to lodge.
It's all very well being a company that pays their people on time and running according to the book and doing all the right things. But if other companies don't pay you on time, we talked a little bit about cash flow in the early days, but you're doing all the right things. Trying to keep that company going, if you don't get paid for the work that you've done in a timely manner, it can break a company, as it's done many companies.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you just don't get too far behind, that sort of disappear?
It's very hard, and we have had to invest heavily and keep having to inject cash. We would not be afloat if we didn't have that facility behind us.
That's the voice of Hannah Brooks. She's the co-founder of Cherwell Interiors. Talking to Malcolm before she went away on holiday, or part of our Back in Business series.
2019, Back in Business.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.